The anxiety left his body. It oozed out as thin, milky threads through every pore. He no longer had sight or hearing to register his surroundings. Instead, his body was like a forest of tentacles that could register only euphoria. A state without form, but with a smoldering warmth you find on special days in May. It had been so long since he had last felt this all-encompassing and intoxicating sensation. He had sworn the time of intoxication was over. But all this didn't matter now. The shame and bitter sense of defeat were things he only dimly remembered. Now, there was only this humming, soft sensation. Not even the cigarette glow, which burnt deep into the skin between his fingers, reached him any longer. Yet he sensed he was going to die. He knew the dosage of this fruit-sweet poison in his slender body was far too great. He wouldn't be able to make it back to life. Back to his armchair in the living room, with the faded wallpaper and the water damage on the ceiling above him. Instead, at the end of this intoxication, he would burn up like an overheated engine, shattering into atoms. The fear suddenly returned, icy and with a force like the polar wind. It came as he sensed the shadows circling around him, foul-smelling and flailing like demons. He couldn't determine their number, only that they enveloped him, as if they were waiting for his last breath.